As cooler days creep onto the calendar, school supplies line up along store shelves, and insect choruses each morning announce the change of season, many of us turn our thoughts to football. Others think about it all year long. A summer night at the Mann Center in West Fairmount Park brought together fans of football and fans of the Philadelphia Orchestra for a screening of A Championship Season, a film tribute to the Eagles and their history leading up to the 2018 Super Bowl, with seven orchestral pieces played live by the Philadelphia Orchestra. An unlikely pairing? Not at all. Where once football music was mostly marches played by pep bands, NFL Films has been joining sweeping orchestral music with great football for over half a century.
The company in general goes way back to Ed and Steve Sable, who started it.
David Robideau is music director and composer for NFL Films. Yes, the company has an in-house music director who composes original music, continuing a legacy started back in the early 60s.
Steve was the creative genius behind the whole thing, and in the cinematography and storytelling and everything, I'm a huge pioneer in that. But with music specifically, his idea was, let's do what Hollywood does. Let's take this big dramatic music and marry it to this new way of storytelling for football. He teamed up with the original composer, Sam Spence. They're the ones that came up with this idea to say, let's take French horns and strings and big percussion and put it to this sport, which sounds kind of like, of course, that doesn't sound like genius, but at the time it was. I mean, it was really different.
Football is many things, a showcase of athletic prowess and recently citizen protest, a hard-hitting game of strategy and struggle, sometimes with serious injuries, with stories of perseverance, determination, and triumph on the field and off. NFL Films has been documenting and telling those stories since 1962, with multiple cameras and microphones at the games collecting images and sound like never before, giving the viewer a more personal glimpse into the game and the people who play it. And then afterwards, using music to reinforce the drama.
Steve was very much into the branding and the identity and doing something original. That's really what music is about, isn't it? About bringing some emotion that maybe you couldn't find in some other piece of music. I think everybody, even listeners, are kind of looking for that. They're looking for something that gives them an emotion that they didn't get before. Sometimes we're trying to get the viewer to feel the emotion I want to feel when I watch or hear someone talk, but then other times I want to put you in the emotion of the player.
Robideau composes at a computer in an office filled with musical instruments. Drum set in the corner, guitars on the wall, a hang drum that looks a little like a wok, sitting next to his keyboard. That came in handy for a show about an Eagles game dubbed the Fog Bowl.
Famous game because at halftime this fog rolled in, literally almost like a Hollywood effect, and you couldn't see anything. So that was my task when we did that. Like, what is that musically? I always wanted to get a hang drum made, and I was like, you know what? The sound of that is perfect. It's so alien, but yet there's something earthy about it, and it feels like nature, you know, so that's what we used that for.
NFL Films has a sprawling state-of-the-art film and TV production facility with a soundstage, a performance studio big enough for a live orchestra, archives with over 100 million feet of football action, multiple editing rooms, and hallways lined with football history. There are files and files of music already composed, and original music continues to be created, some post-scored, written after the visual images are chosen, some pre-scored, and sometimes a film will use a little of both. Jason Weber is a senior producer at NFL Films.
I personally, if I'm working on a feature, or whether it's a short feature or a longer film, I'll potentially think, all right, I have a really good piece of music that would work and set the mood for this section of the film. And I will find the piece of music and I will listen to pieces of music and say, that's the one I want. I'll put this in, and that's kind of going to set the stage for how I edit. Not always the case. Sometimes in a quick turnaround, you will edit picture and then at the end, say to one of our music editors, or you'll go back and look through our music library and say, okay, now let me try to find a piece of music that fits with what I edited. Mm-hmm. So it kind of depends on the situation.
And the situations are many, from the triumphant plays, the interceptions and touchdowns, to the fumbles and follies, which inspired a whole suite of music. NFL Films produces a variety of shows about the game. Every Super Bowl winning team now has a film made about it in the America's Game series. There's a series called Football Life, which chronicles a player's career on and off the field, and a reality documentary series about training camp called Hard Knocks, which, says Robideau, shows a very different side of the sport, calling for very different musical expression.
It's very individualistic, and these guys have worked their whole lives for this point, and half of these guys aren't going to realize their dream. We went with real percussive elements, and also we took some of the orchestral instruments and kind of distorted them, put them through guitar amps, and there's a little edginess because training camp is, it's not this big, glorious, giant strings and trumpets blaring and stuff. It's a kind of guttural grind for them. So the music had to embody that.
The show at the Man was a different format still, with the film footage built around the music.
We said, well, here are some great suites of music that will work in a live setting. And so let's take those pieces and create a show that, you know, obviously is the music is driving things, but also will work visually.
And so while the orchestra played pieces from Molder of Men to Follies to America's Game and the Lombardi Trophy Super Bowl suite, the audience relived moments in the team's history and watched the players move with power and grace.
You can visualize a player leaping for a pass and making a one-handed catch and tiptoeing along the sidelines. Yeah, it's the comparison between dance and the NFL is very obvious. And I know that there's some football players that use dance and take dance classes to help prepare, you know, especially the wide receivers. They can develop the ability to be light on their feet and light on their toes.
Athletic and acrobatic, powerful and persevering, people moving forward with grace and grit, seeking victory on and off the field.
When I come in each day, it's kind of funny because I don't feel like I'm writing football music for football films. Because again, I go back to that story, like each day for me, it's more of a psychological thing to try and figure out what is this story or what is this person? Who is he? What's his background? The NFL, you know, as cliche as it sounds, there's so many stories and people coming out of obscurity or from poverty or against all kinds of odds. And Nick Foles being one of these great stories about everyone wrote him off and here he comes back and saves the city and everything. I think I'm writing music for that more than just footballs. I'm a huge football fan, but when I go home, I don't feel like I just wrote a whole bunch of football music. You know, it really is a little different. I feel like almost I'm writing to movies, like if I was in Hollywood and, you know, one day I'm writing Forrest Gump and one day I'm doing this. You know, it's just different stories within the framework of football as the backdrop, I guess.